Hello, my name is Christian Macedo Vizcarra, and the title of this essay is The Importance of Image. Tommy Orange's prologue to his 2018 book, There, There, is a gut-wrenching yet honest opening about the Native American people's struggle for survival. Orange is able to not only capture the horrors his own people had to endure, but also establish the mindset of the characters in his book. The purpose of Tommy Orange's prologue is to gain the trust of his audience and establish Orange as a legitimate storyteller. He uses pathos to combine his emotional storytelling with vivid imagery, ethos to establish himself as a knowledgeable person of his Native people's history, and logos to directly compare real Native American history to the false image modern media has given them. Tommy Orange is successfully able to hook his readers with his prologue through the use of these rhetorical devices to give the audience just a glimpse of what Native American people truly had to go through in the last 500 years. Orange's ability to create emotional scenes using pathos is one of the essential rhetorical devices that captivates his audience throughout the prologue. In order to tell his story, Orange uses emotion to put imagery into the audience's mind. Massacre as a Prologue is an excellent example of this. During this short story, Orange describes in horrific detail the murder of Native Americans by volunteer militia under the command of Colonel John Shivington. They did more than kill us. They tore us up, mutilated us, broke our fingers to take our rings, cut off our ears to take our silver, scalped us for hair. They broke soft baby heads against their trees. They took our own body parts as trophies and displayed them on stage in downtown Denver. The author does not hold back when it comes to describing every little detail of this genocide because he needs the audience to feel the pain and suffering his ancestors went through to survive. Charged words such as tore, mutilated, and scalped are used to make the reader feel the inhumanity the Native peoples had to endure. Even if the reader isn't able to relate to the Native American peoples, they could still feel the depths of sorrow that Tommy Orange writes in almost every word using pathos. To establish himself as a trustworthy author to his readers in the prologue, Orange uses ethos to describe his people's own difficult experiences moving into the Bay Area. The bullets moved on after moving through us, became hard, fast lines of borders and buildings. They took everything and grounded it down to dust as fine as gunpowder. Stray bullets and consequences are landing on our unsuspecting bodies right now. Orange uses these lines from Hard and Fast to describe how generational trauma continued to impact his people and how policy and law replaced bullets as a means to haunt Native Americans. As time passed, these wounds followed Natives for generations and into modern-day society. Even though these hardships continued, Natives still managed to survive by creating their own lives in the Bay Area without losing their culture. We bought and rented homes, slept on the streets, under freeways, when we went to school. We made art, we made babies, and we made a way for our people to go back and forth between reservation and city. We did not move to the cities to die. The sidewalks and the streets, the concrete, absorbed our heaviness. The spirit of the Native American people is on full display in these words, as Orange uses these lines to bridge the gap between historical stories of his ancestors and the modern struggles his people must get through on an everyday basis in Oakland and in cities across the United States. Orange grew up in the very streets he writes about, so it is very easy for him to be authentic and talk about the subject matter. The legacy and spirit of his people and where he grew up is something that Tommy Orange holds close to his heart when he applies ethos to his writing. In 1969, Native Americans occupied Alcatraz Island, one of the most famous attempts to fight against the struggles many Native Americans were living through. Was the occupation of Alcatraz at the end of 1969, where activist groups, rebels, and Native Americans occupied the island in order to have it repurposed into a Native American education center. Though groups soon began to make the rock their new home, it would prove to be another difficult situation for Native tribes. According to a History Channel article by Evan Andrews, the activists were adamant that they would settle for nothing less than the deed to Alcatraz Island, while the Government Services Administration and other agencies maintained that a land transfer was impossible. By 1971, the dream of a center for Native Americans had died. Establishing himself as an authority on life in the Bay Area by using ethos gives the reader not only confidence in who they are reading, but also sets the stage for the events that will unfold later in the book. The most important rhetorical device that Tommy Orange insists on using throughout his prologue is logos. In an interview with PBS NewsHour, Orange speaks his mind on the perception of Native Americans. When people think the only way to be Native or the only way to look Native is based on historical head-dressed feathered image, you already disappeared. You're already gone before you can start. There's something powerful about seeing yourself on a page or on a screen, and we don't have very good positive version of that. For Orange, having a Native American voice tell the complete factual truth about his people's history and their stories is the most important part of this book and his own philosophy. He fights for self-representation of his own people. Just like Tommy Orange, Jesse Childs had trouble establishing his own identity once he found out he was Native but not part of a tribe. In his article, The Native American Diaspora, Childs talks about the difficulties of learning his different cultural identities and deciding who he wants to be. Having roots in several indigenous nations is both a blessing and a burden. Knowing that there's an ancestral connections that go deeper than colonialism and slavery can be a source of confidence. Alternatively, being turned away is not a pleasant experience. For Childs, it is a challenge because of the paradox of choice. He is both Native and Black, not by choice, but he can still choose to embrace either culture. Where many see this as a problem, Childs is able to take his ego out of it and rely on his heart to make his own decisions. By supplanting my desire to have a tribal identity with a passion to see people of all nations improve, I was able to better manage my emotions and embrace my indigenous heritage on a universal level. Walking the red road does not require affiliation with a given tribe. It leads to a clean heart, respect for nature, and reverence for the ancestors. Jesse Childs' story is just one of many stories that have come from the Native American community, as more people are trying to find their place in the world that is changing every day. The idea of self-representation through ethos is so important to Orange that he makes it known to his readers at the very beginning of his prologue. The prologue opens with Indian Head, where the writer compares Indian Head test patterns of the 1970s to the actual beheading of Indians during the early years of North American colonization. The colonists surrounded their village, set it on fire, and shot any peacock who tried to escape. The next day, the Massachusetts Bay Colony had a feast and celebration, and the governor declared it a day of Thanksgiving. At one such celebration in Manhattan, people were said to have celebrated by kicking the heads of peacock people through the streets like soccer balls. His main purpose in doing this is to correct and surprise the reader by exposing the true meaning of American ideas and traditions. Growing up in America, many of us are taught a completely different version of history than what actually happened. The Native American story has been told by many different people through music, art, and films, and the only people who haven't been able to do so successfully are the Native American people themselves. Tommy Orange pulls no punches as he continues his attack on the media's perception of Native Americans in his next passage, Rolling Head. We've been defined by everyone else and continue to be slandered despite easy-to-look-up internet facts about the realities of our history and the current state of our people. Our heads were on the penny first, which, like the truth of what happened in history all over the world, and like that spilled blood from slaughter, are now out of circulation. The writer is able to leave everything on the table in these two passages because the only motive he has is to make sure his audience knows the truth about history. It's not about money or fame for Orange. Truth and self-image are the two things he wants his readers to go away with after going through this book. Tommy Orange's use of logos is the final tool he needs to secure his audience. Starting his introduction through a prologue, Tommy Orange has to answer the most important question on the reader's mind. Why should someone read my book? Though there are many different themes in this prologue about culture, generational wounds, and historical facts, Orange is able to successfully use important rhetorical devices to prepare them for the book that the reader will be absorbed into. Tommy Orange's ultimate goal is to create a story by the native people for the native people. There is no question that the prologue to There, There delivers as an authentic introduction to a Native American story. If you made it this far through the recording, I want to thank you very much for listening and hearing out what I had to say. This book, There, There by Tommy Orange, is definitely one of my favorite books that I've read in a long, long time. His ability to create something that's so real really captivates from the beginning of the book all the way to the very last page. And it's definitely a book I would recommend to anybody. But thank you very much.